For this Thursday, March 27th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. A Mount Vernon man is in custody following a tense altercation with police on Saturday. Around 8:13 Saturday evening, an officer on patrol in the area of 6th Street and Mill Street observed a man, later identified as 23-year-old Cordell Stewart, violating a city ordinance. When the officer approached Stewart to address the violation, Stewart fled the scene on foot. A brief pursuit followed, during which the officer caught up with Stewart. However, a struggle ensued as the officer attempted to take Stewart into custody. In the process, the officer injured his knee, but with the help of a nearby citizen who stopped to assist, Stewart was eventually subdued. During the altercation, Stewart caused damage to the officer's portable radio and tore items from the officer's vest. After taking Stewart into custody, the officers conducted a search, finding two baggies containing suspected methamphetamine and one baggie containing suspected fentanyl. Stewart was arrested and lodged at the Posey County Jail, facing multiple charges related to the incident. The officer who sustained an injury to his knee is expected to recover. A Mount Vernon woman is facing multiple charges after a dramatic encounter with police last Thursday evening. At around 9:45 last Thursday night, an officer on patrol observed a gray Hyundai Sonata speeding and committing traffic violations, including failing to signal a turn near 2nd Street. The officer attempted to catch up with the vehicle, which pulled into the parking lot behind the Landing Apartments at 2nd Street and Main Street. As the officer followed, the driver, later identified as Amanda Osborne, quickly exited the car carrying a black bag and rushed toward the apartment building. When the officer asked Osborne to come speak with him regarding the traffic violations, she yelled that he had no probable cause to stop her and fled into the apartment building. The officer, hearing her inside apartment 205, knocked on the door. A male answered but denied him access. While waiting for backup, Osborne and his father exited the building. As the officer tried to detain Osborne, she began to resist, fighting the officers. Despite her efforts, officers are able to take her into custody, but not before the arresting officer sustained a knee injury and another officer was kicked in the shin, chipping a tooth and causing pain. During the struggle, Osborne admitted to knowing the officer was a police officer and confirmed that she fled after entering the apartment. A search of the vehicle revealed suspected Suboxone. Osborne was arrested and taken to the Posey County Jail, facing several charges related to the incident. Officers with the Mount Vernon Police Department are on high alert next month as they join a statewide effort to reduce distracted driving and speeding. The department is participating in an annual traffic safety campaign running from April 5th through April 19th with a focus on identifying dangerous drivers who are speeding or distracted behind the wheel. The campaign is part of a larger initiative aimed at improving road safety and saving lives. In 2024, distracted driving and speeding were responsible for over 17,000 crashes across Indiana, resulting in 230 deaths. With that in mind, Mount Vernon officers will be out in full force conducting high visibility patrols to deter unsafe driving behaviors. This effort is funded by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration with grants provided by the Indiana Criminal Justice Institute. Motorists should expect to see increased patrols across the city during the campaign period. Coming up tomorrow, the city of Mount Vernon will be having a heavy trash pickup day. Items that will be collected include indoor and outdoor furniture, refrigerators, and freezers in which the refrigerant has been removed and tagged by a professional. They ask that the items be placed where your trash containers would normally be and that the items be put out on the scheduled pickup dates no more than 24 hours before your scheduled pickup. For full details, find the release on our Posey County Radio Facebook page. In sports news, USI Women's Basketball plays their Super 16 round game, the NIT tonight at home inside Liberty Arena on campus. The Screaming Eagles welcome Buffalo at 6 o'clock. Buffalo is 26-7 on the season, and USI sits at 23-12. From the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers had their five-game winning streak come to an end with a 120-119 loss at home to the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron James had the game-winning tip-in as time expired. Benedict Mathurin scored 23 points off the Indiana bench, and Tyrese Halliburton had 16 points and 18 assists in a loss. The Pacers slipped to 42-30 and are right back in action this evening at the Washington Wizards at 6 o'clock. Opening day of Major League Baseball is today, and the St. Louis Cardinals begin their season at home against the Minnesota Twins, first pitch at 3:15. Also today, the Cincinnati Reds welcome the San Francisco Giants at 3:10. The Chicago White Sox are home taking on the Los Angeles Angels at 3:10, and the Chicago Cubs are out west to face the Arizona D-backs at 9:10. That's news and sports for this Thursday, March 27th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online. online at PosyKennyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PosyKennyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.